Let's move now to sports. The San Francisco Giants are just one win away from winning the World Series. They defeated the Anaheim Angels again on Thursday. 16-4 was the score. The Giants now lead the series 3-2. There are two more games this weekend, if necessary, as they say. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, joins us from our Chicago bureau. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
I know one thing. Whatever happens from now, we're wrong, right?
We
said the Angels in six.
That's another fine mess we've gotten us into, Scott. But what a series. I mean, the Giants have scored 38 runs, 52 hits, 12 home runs. The Angels have scored 31 runs, 61 hits, a mere 5 homers. And amazingly enough, Scott, there have been 3 one-run games in this series. So it's been very watchable, just a lot of fun, I think.
Why have people been hitting so many home runs?
No pitching.
Oh, I guess that's easy.
You know, it's just very simple. Barry Bonds, who's been walked 10 times, has been on base 16 of the 22 times he's come to plate, Scott.
Yeah.
But it isn't just him. David Bell, Rich Aurelia, JT Snow, Reggie Sanders, Jeff Kent, Benito Santiago, Scott, they all have 5 or more runs batted in.
You don't hold any truck with an analytical piece I saw on the Wall Street Journal on Friday that suggested that there are more home runs being hit, it seems, in this World Series because umpires have been more exacting in their call of the strike zone.
You know, I'm not sure that I've seen that, but there's been another, if you're looking for conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. the pitchers have complained that the balls seem more tightly wrapped, that they're even smaller.
I was going to leave Oliver Stone to make that point.
Yeah. So I guess if you're looking for excuses, you can find any one of them.
I must have been impressed by Bonds in this series. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of pitches, but, you know, he certainly makes maximum use of it when he gets them. He's had a great World Series, hasn't he?
I don't think there's any question about it. He's hitting .500 when they let him hit. Three of his 4 hits have been home runs. And when you think about it, when you're being walked all those times, that means that there's somebody on base, probably 2 people on base, for Benito Santiago, who has just been cleaning up in the entire postseason. So he's helping his team even when he's being walked. I need to tell you, though, that my personal favorite in the series so far is JT Snow, the Giants' first baseman. Mm-hmm. He's come up with 2 of the greatest saves I have ever had the pleasure of seeing. In the first game, he slipped, fell on his back while chasing a foul ball over by the dugout, got up and caught the ball. Scott, I'm not sure I've ever seen that before. And then Thursday night, he pulled Dusty Baker's 3-year-old son, Darren, out of the path of David Bell at home plate when Darren, who's an acting bat boy, ran out to retrieve a bat. Mm-hmm. Kids, don't try this at home.
So now we say Angels in 7?
I'm in for a penny, in for a pound, Scott. Angels in 7.
Okay, I'll join you in that company. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.